that has been bothering me for years, which perhaps has been bothered other people here also. This is the time of year where we're used to hearing from our parents, from our Rabbeim, where anywhere we go, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Davin, it's time to change, it's time to take an accounting, it's time to this, it makes us crazy. And Bekitzer, we've all had enough of that type of talk. In truth, though, if somebody would come over to us and ask us, we all would like to improve something somewhere, every one of us on our own level. We all could figure out something that we'd like to do. Some people might say they would like to maybe get up for Shacharis once a month before 2 in the afternoon. Some people might say when they go to town, they want to go to a bar where there aren't elements that shouldn't be there, which we don't do in this yeshiva anymore, anyhow. And some people might say they want to go to a kosher beach once a year. Everybody has their own wish list, but everybody truthfully would like to improve. It could be nidos, it could be something, but everybody's got something on their own level they want to do. Come along, Chazal, and they make a takana. Starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, we read a kapitel Tehillim twice a day. Ashkenazim read it Shachris and Ma'ariv. L'David Hashem Oiri. In L'David Hashem Oiri, we make a request of Hashem. We tell Hashem what we really want to do. What do I really want to do? Achas Sha'alti Osa Avakesh. Hashem, I have one request. You want to know my one? You gave me one wish. Here's my one wish. Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemechaye. All I want to do is sit in the Beis Medrash 24/7. And to enjoy your splendor. All I want to do is learn and enjoy Hashem's splendor. I do not want to enjoy everything that I've been enjoying until now. I do not want to go out and have a good time. I don't want to listen to music. I don't want to play sports. I don't want to hang out with my friends. I don't want to do anything. I have one request. Sit in the Beis Medrash for the rest of my life, 24/7. That's what we tell Hashem is my only request. And we say it twice a day for a month, more than a month. I just don't understand it. I mean, it's the biggest lie I ever saw in the world. I don't think there's one of us here who could honestly say that I am dying to sit in the Beis Medrash 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of my life. Right now, that I'm prepared to do that. I don't think any of us are prepared to sit in the Beis Medrash 24/7 starting tomorrow morning. So what are we asking for? Why are we asking for Hashem, from Hashem daily, something that is just not within my hemisphere? It could be great tzaddikim could ask for that, but not me. What are Chazal telling us by telling me to constantly, day in and day out, till after Yom Kippur, we keep asking Hashem, just let me learn all day long. Just learn Torah and be enjoying your Shekhinah. That's all I want. In order, Be'ez Hashem, to understand that, let's look at another mitzvah, which seemingly has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We could possibly see something. We all know that before Purim, when Adar starts, right before Adar, there's something called Parshas Shkolim. We read something called Parshas Shkolim, and also right before Purim itself, we do something called Machzis HaShekel, Zecher LeMachzis HaShekel. Everybody sees in shul, everybody comes in, and they have the plate on the table, and everybody's giving half shekel pieces in remembrance of the Machzis HaShekel. What was the Machzis HaShekel? The Machzis HaShekel is a mitzvah d'oraisa, Parshas Kisisa, mitzvah d'oraisa, that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava us, that every single person of Klal Yisrael had to donate a half a shekel, which is not too much money, a half a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. This half a shekel was primarily used to buy karbanos for the tzibur. We had a tamid twice a day, musaf and different karbanos, oil that they needed, the ketores, anything that the tzibur needed in the Beis HaMikdash, they used this half shekel piece that was taken from all of Klal Yisrael. It didn't make a difference whether you were rich or poor. They didn't take any more than a half a shekel, and if you're poor, you had to give a half a shekel also. Now that's quite difficult, you realize, to collect from all of Klal Yisrael once a year a half a shekel in a short amount of time. So the Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim discusses how they did it. Starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar, they had collectors that sat in each town. They set up tables. Like you see, you know, like before Sukkot, with this Lovos Rogum, they set up tables for half shekel. People used to come over to give the half shekels. And if they didn't have, these people used to have to give change. Like the things they don't do in this country. Like they used to have change. And then after a month, after that month, they used to move the people with the half shekel used to move to the Beis HaMikdash. They used to come to Yerushalayim. And they used to collect the half shekels, people who came to Yerushalayim. And then the Mishnah says, people who didn't give their half shekels on time, they used to take a mashkin from them. They used to force the half shekel pieces out of them. They used to take collateral from a person. It's like the bank coming to take your furniture if you didn't give the half shekel. Until you gave the half shekel. Every single person in Klal Yisrael used to have to give the half shekel. The Mefarshim ask, this doesn't seem to be the best way to collect money for the Beis HaMikdash. If they really needed money for the Karbanos and for everything else that went on, they probably could do much better, it was much more efficient, if they go to a few rich men in Klal Yisrael, and we always have a few rich people in Klal Yisrael, and say, listen, how would you like to donate a few thousand dollars, or in those days, a few thousand shkolim, and we're going to advertise that you bought this year all the tamidim for the Beis HaMikdash. We'll put an advertisement in Geula, on Kikar Shabbos, a big banner that you donated all the tamidim for the Beis HaMikdash. I guarantee you, you're going to get more than one person will donate all the tamidim. And then you can do the same thing for the oil, the same thing for the Keturis. With overnight, you could probably have all the money you need. Instead, they went through all this bother to collect a half a shekel from every single person, and they had to have expenses to do this. It wasn't the most efficient way. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want every single Jew to donate a half a shekel? So, the Mefarshim explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending us a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to us, poor, rich, tzaddik, rasha, mediocre, it doesn't make a difference, short, tall, Ashkenazi, Sephardi, American, Israeli, English, Australian, makes no difference. You're a Yid? I want you to participate in the Beis HaMikdash. Because your half a shekel means something. There's no such thing as a Yid who should not be a part of the Beis HaMikdash, because Klal Yisrael is made up not of just the wealthy people or just the tzaddikim. Klal Yisrael is made up of every single Yid that exists. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants every single Yid to participate, because every single Yid is important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes no difference if the half shekel is coming from a guy who might be classified as a Rasha. Makes no difference. He has to give a half a shekel because he is important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single Yid is important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody could say, I'm not giving it because I'm tummy, or I haven't done well this year. I dropped out of yeshiva 2 years ago, and Hashem doesn't want to look at me anyhow, so no, not for me. It doesn't make a difference. Every Yid counts. Every Yid is important, no matter who they are. Now, today, we have Tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the same way when it comes to Tefillah. There is no such person who could exempt himself or excuse himself by saying, not me. If anybody has an issue, if anybody has something they would like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give them, what's the first thing we think of today? Well, you know, who am I to daven for myself? So you know what? What's the name of that makubal in Nahariya? How do I get into the makubal in Nahariya for bracha? Who could I call to get me in? Right? Who could he get? I know his name. Who could get me in? Who could get me into Rav Steinman? Who could get me into Chaim Kanievsky? How could I get a bracha? Oh, I got a bracha from Chaim Kanievsky, and now I'll get what I want. But for me to daven for myself, for me to have the chutzpah to daven to Hashem for myself, never. Why? Because who am I? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Machzah Shekel, is showing us that there's no such thing as a yid who is not able to take care of himself. Yes, of course, the bracha of an adam gadol is very chashuv. It could always help. There's no such thing as a bracha from an adam gadol that can't help. But beforehand, we shouldn't put down ourselves. Humility could kill us. It's false humility. People always excuse themselves by, I can't, because who am I? This is a time of year where everybody is able to daven and think of what they want. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. Then he went up to Shemayim during this period of time. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar was in Shemayim asking for slicha, for forgiveness for the Jewish people. He came down on Yom Kippur with the second luchos. Therefore, this time of year is a special time of year where the heavens are open. It's a time of rachamim. It's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, ask and I could deliver. Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Kedushin, it says in the Pasuk, Banim Atem Lashem Alekeichem. We are considered children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, if somebody doesn't act like a ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not considered a ben. He's not a son. Rabbi Meir says, if somebody doesn't act properly, benkach ubenkach atem kruyim banim. No matter what, we remain a ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot lose banim l'Hashem alekeichem. And the Mefarshim say, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, benkach ubenkach atem kruyim banim. A yid is a yid no matter what. A yid has a special kartis, a special entrance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what. We have the schus of a machzis hashekel. We have the schus of being able to build the Beis HaMikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goyim do not have. Only we have. We are banim l'Hashem alekeichem. And nobody else could have that schus like we have. And there's no Jew, there's no yid, that could deny himself that privilege. The Mefarshim say, Kol Hamarbe, sorry, Gemara says, Kol Hamarbe lehispalel nene. Whoever davens a lot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer. Every single tefillah brings it a little bit closer. This is the time of year when it was supposed to be davening. We're supposed to think, what am I davening for? What do I really want to do? Now, all of us came to Eretz Yisrael this year and sacrificed. Everybody had their reasons for coming. Some had better reasons, worse reasons, but I'm sure every single one of us, in all the reasons, wanted to accomplish something. Straighten out our lives a little bit. Now's the time to ask. Now's the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving out the Siyata Dishmaya for the rest of the year. If I wanted to succeed in learning, if I wanted to succeed in Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, now's the time to ask. If I wanted to improve my relationship with my parents, with my roommate, if I wanted to be able to relate to halacha more, if I have a problem with the Shulchan Aruch, if I have a problem with my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now's the time to ask. Achas sha'alti mi'eis Hashem. We ask Hashem, I have one desire. In truth, I'm not really on the level today that I could sit and learn 24, be in Hashem's house 24/7. What that shows is most of us, deep inside, our neshama really desires that. If I would ask people here, how do you see yourself when you're an old man? What would you like if you really could paint a picture of yourself? People would say, I really would like to be a dedicated Jew. I would really like to know Shas. I would really like to be a this and a be a that. I don't see how it's possible, but I would really like to do it. We all want Achas Sha'alti. I happen not to be on that level today. But I'm telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achas Sha'alti, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really could examine a person's real thoughts. We're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, I really do want, in my life, that is my wish list. We do say it, and it is honest. I'm not lying. It's my wish list. One day, I would really like to be that way. But besides that, we should grab the opportunity to today is daven now. Rosh Hashanah is in a little bit more than a week. We're starting Slichus on Matzah Shabbos. Now is the time where we have to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu for what we need. Each and every one of us have to think about it. In Slichus on Matzah Shabbos and the rest of the week, there's a part there right at the beginning where we say Kedalem Ukrashim Defaknu Al Dalasecha. We say to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're like poor, very poor people. Penniless people knocking on your door. What does that mean? When a person comes to a wealthy person for a donation, there's two ways he could come. There's a guy who comes in a suit, knocks properly on the door, then he explains his cause, and tries to convince the person to donate. Then there's a person who comes who's destitute. His clothes are tattered. He's all messed up. He's like dying. He has no food. He has no time to knock properly. He starts banging away at the door. When the guy opens the door, he collapses. And he says, I'm dying of starvation. I don't have time. I don't have time to ask you properly. Just look at me. I'm dying. Give me something. That's the way we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu these days. We came all this distance from America. We're dying. I need something. I want to know how to learn. I want to know how to get my life in order. I want to just bang away. This is the time of year we're supposed to bang away. People might be nervous because if you come daven, then the guy next to you might look, wow, he thinks I'm getting frumed all of a sudden and I'm start davening. I haven't showed up to davening once. I never doubt. Don't worry. This time of year is not the time to worry about what people will think how you daven, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving away everything. The heavens are literally, the Mefarshim say, literally the heavens are already open. These are Yemei Slicha. These are Yemei Rachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim at this time, getting forgiveness for the Yidden at this time. This is the time to chaperein. People who miss this opportunity, after the heavens close, after Yom Kippur, it's much more difficult. It's much more difficult. It's as if the king goes back up into his throne, and then you really have to ask for an appointment, then you have to ask for all your pretexts, you have to get the king to listen. Now you don't need appointments. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here in the room with us, so to speak, all day long. You don't got to wait for davening. Tehillim, private tefillahs, whenever you want, just we have to bang away and we have to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achas Sha'alti, and we read it, and we should hope that by that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us all our wishes, and we're zeicha to aksiv achsim toiva.